This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
So this morning we're waiting on the outcome of the PM's request to see petition from his party members. We're waiting on the Solicitor General's advice on whether Peter Dutton is eligible to sit in Parliament, let alone run for PM. So that advice is due to go to Malcolm Turnbull's office about 8:30 a.m. We're awaiting Malcolm Turnbull to confirm a proposed midday party room meeting. Of course, full coverage of all of our four minister camps and outcomes will come through as the morning progresses. Apart from that, there really isn't anything exciting in the news.
Can I just say, do they really think Dutton is going to be, you know, win an election?
Well,
Peter Dutton, I mean...
What I don't understand is how do any of them think they're entitled to this position?
Yeah.
No, I like it. I'm happy. I saw it go. Welcome to Canberra's PM Thunderdome. Three go in and only one come out alive. Goodness. Welcome. I mean, we should be... Question time bores the hell out of me. Should be what the ABC is showing. You know, if we're going to be wasting money, entertain me. Welcome to... But we'd just have that show where all the hotties would come out and bash each other on the slippery... You know, the log.
They might as well.
Let's turn Canberra into that. Have you seen that? Cut the Parliament House. Let's turn it into...
Yeah, we should have Parliament Ninja Warrior.
Oh, I'd love it.
That's all they should do.
Or put them in those, you know, Duncan tanks, you know, over Lake Burley Griffith so we can throw rocks at, you know, not at them, but when you hit the little thing,
yeah,
they get dunked.
The buzzer. Yeah. They should go down and get dunked. Look, the only positive news is we've got a beautiful day in Melbourne. Look outside the studio window. Look at a blue sky. It's all exciting. We're in for a sunny day. Temperatures up to 18 today and the same for tomorrow, up to 17 degrees. So, look, life is good. We're Australians. We're lucky.
It's great. And what do they say? PM's waiting to get pictures of his members. I've seen those politicians. No one wants to see their member.
We were talking in the news about the state of politics in the country.
Oh, yes.
A survey has revealed that young Australians under 25 have never voted for a Prime Minister who served their entire term. And
that's true.
The results of this survey reveals that they're disillusioned and feeling disconnected from the political system.
So, you know, when we take surveys, it must cost people money because someone has to go out and ask a question.
Well, it does.
And you've got to calculate. So it wouldn't come free.
Usually there's an association or a think tank or someone like that that wants to, you know, push their view or lobby the government that does these surveys.
So, I mean, it costs money.
Yeah, it costs money.
I can save the country a lot of money.
How?
110% tell you, not just the young people... we're all disillusioned with Australian politics.
Yes.
We don't need to be told.
No, you could have told us that, actually. You're right.
Not me. The idiot out on the street could tell you that.
But this was done by the Youth Action and Policy Association, and they recently surveyed 500 young people. They're politically and socially engaged, so they're interested in the topics, but they're disillusioned with politics. I reckon that's pretty reflective of everyone, isn't it?
Yeah, but the problem is what it does, and I'll talk about my children because I've made sure they were very socially active and understood and, you know, got involved, and they are very socially aware.
Yes.
But we've talked about that and, you know, how bad it is. I said the problem is we need you young people to be wanting to go into politics or to learn. They don't want to. Because they don't see it as a job that's actually going to do anything. They see it as a job they're going to have to go in and sell their soul for, and they're not their morals, and they won't do it.
You know, the other thing I was thinking about, we often complain about how much our politicians are earning, and given the current behaviour, I would say, well, really, they don't deserve to be paid. But if we paid them properly, would we attract a higher calibre of politician? Look, you know, if we pay, you know, we pay our top CEOs millions of dollars.
Yeah,
if we paid a Prime Minister millions.
Of the post office can get paid millions.
Yeah.
I think pay him a good wage and remove all the sneaky bits.
I agree.
It's the sneaky bits we don't like. But I don't care about any of these. I have the best politician for you.
What's that?
Who we're all voting for next year.
Who?
This year. His name's Mr. Rick Ashley. Correct. Have you heard it? His platform is he will never give you up. He's never going to let you down. He's never going to run around or desert you. He'll never say goodbye. He'll never tell a lie. Yeah.
You could be singing with the song.
But that's it. He wrote the song. we need to send this to the politicians. Before they start today, they need to lick and derish Ashley and say, yeah,
let's. You know what? One thing that I did like about this survey, though, and this impresses me, it says that the young people are engaged on issues, mm-hmm. but not on party lines. So, in other words, they don't, you know, they're not worried about whether it's Liberal, whether it's Labor, whether it's Greens, whoever.
No.
They're interested in the policy. And I've always argued that we should be judging based on policy.
But I remember that my first person I ever voted for was what my parents voted for.
Yeah, exactly. So, me too.
You grew up and that was the household you're in.
Yeah.
Yeah, the best day was when I told my parents I wasn't voting their party anymore and I was voting for Greens. That's just about it. I think my dad was going to throw me out.
I know.
I had long hair. I was a hippie driving a Combi. I don't know what he expected. Yeah.
Well, if you're getting sick of this political talk and it's getting you down, got some good news for you, because on Tuesday, Google announced that it's beginning to roll out a new feature in Google Assistant. It's called Tell Me Something Good. And all you have to do is say to Google, hey, tell me something good, and it goes and it searches all the news stories of the day and it will give you something positive.
Okay, that's great.
There you go. So if you're getting down about all this political stuff...
How terrible is the world getting that we need some made-up voice from a multinational company who doesn't even pay tax in this company to tell me I'm happy today and move on? Just make the trains turn up on time. Just make sure I can get my coffee. I'll be happy. I don't need someone to tell me to be happy.
Tell me something good, Google, and it will come out and say, hello, Tom. I don't know what the good story will be.
Go back to bed.
It's a sunny day in Melbourne. Go back to bed.
It's Bruno Mars with Treasure, 29 minutes past 8.
Now, Andy, it's about time there was an intervention here. I don't believe that Joy's Thursday and Friday morning shows have been working to the best ability of Joy, so I'm taking over. I'm now the new minister for the morning show, and you will join me. It's now Andy and Rattle, or Andy and Rats. Waking
Tom,
up.
We've had a coup.
Been couped.
And we've had a leadership challenge.
We took over. The leadership, it's happened. Yeah. We've got our own infighting, but it's time for
and
us
I'm,
to take over.
I'm meant
over.
To be creepy Andy here, aren't I? I'm sitting You've over here to... touching knobs. Nothing's connected. It's all sticky.
You both have to be quiet. I have a live read to do because you forgot to do it yesterday.
Tom, you're making coffee.
This is why
now.
We've taken over. Set your alarm, everyone, if you haven't done that already. Andy and Rattle are waking you up on Joy. Now, the boys from Human Nature, who we've just heard from, will be talking to us about their latest album, which they already did.
Hey, see what happens when you try and coup. We've already done that.
News. You didn't read this yesterday. That's why we've taken over. You're not doing your job properly.
Leave it to the competent leader.
We had it there.
So, you know, I'll now hand over to you, Warren. I'd like a news update. Thank
you. Oh, my God,
you
I've never read the news
much.
Before in my life.
Well, it's time to go. So here we have the 8:30 headlines with Warren.
A defiant Malcolm Turnbull is hanging on, but challengers reportedly have the numbers needed to force a leadership showdown. The Prime Minister told challenger Peter Dutton to get a majority of Liberal MPs to sign a letter, and he'll bring on a leadership spill at midday today. A drilling company has copped a $1 million fine after a worker was crushed to death in Queensland's southwest. Police have found a two-year-old boy who was taken from Brisbane Hospital before doctors could see him. Police won't say where the child was found, but have thanked members of the public after officers issued an urgent appeal for help to find the boy who was said to be at significant risk. And a Victorian man who tried to stab his wife to death and questioned how she should get angry about a stab wound or two is due to be sentenced in Melbourne. Albert Tedford, aged 77, is expected to face the Supreme Court today after pleading guilty to the attempted murder of his then 62-year-old wife, Bridie, last October. In sport, updating sport, Serena and Venus Williams could be headed to... Will you two guys stop doing that behind my back? Updating sport, Serena and Venus Williams could be headed toward their earliest Grand Slam meeting in 20 years, facing a potential third-round match up at the US Open. And former St George Illawarra and Cronulla rugby league player Lance Thompson has died. The 40-year-old was found at a unit on the Kingsway, Cronulla, about 9 p.m. last night. To weather... It says weather sting intro. Come on, guys. Leadership challenge. Where's the weather
how
sting?
How hopeless is he?
All it's rainy, man. Is that the weather?
Thank you, Minister.
And excuse me, I haven't finished. And the Bureau says Melbourne will have a stunning sunny day with a top of 18. For the weekend Saturday, we're in for another beautiful and sunny with temperatures between 5 and 17 degrees. Sunday, partly cloudy with a top of 16 degrees. Now for trains and traffic with Andy.
Traffic for Melbourne.
absolutely driving me crazy. I have no idea what's going on here. We have slow traffic in Blakehurst, Princes Highway at King George's Road, an accident in Coldstream, Maroondah Highway at St. Hubert's Road, and an accident in Ballin North, Doncaster Road at Tannock Street. Hope you're at work already, Daniel. Looking at the roads, Western Ring Road is heavy from the Western Freeway.
Is it?
It is.
I can't believe that. And don't forget, the Bendigo V-line to the city is 20 minutes delayed. I'd like to thank our Minister for News, Warren, and our behind-the-scenes back-end boy, Tom.
Yeah, Creepy Tom's just handed me
show
a,
going.
Creepy Tom's handed me a music log here saying we're playing Kylie Minogue Lifetime to Repair.
All day, every day.
We'll have to look into that.
No, I'm now the producer. And you know what this has proven, this point? They thought they could do a better job than us, and it just proved we stepped straight into their shoes with no problem. There was music came on time, sound effects, news was read and perfect. And what did you two do? Bugger it up.
It says here every Thursday, Friday, waking up to Tom and Warren. I thought that said ranking up with Tom and Warren at 6:30.
If you've just tuned in, we've had a leadership spill here.
It seems to be happening everywhere, doesn't it?
It's chaos. It's across
the
country.
We've got the votes from the floor out of the Joy studio. They've voted us in.
Tom and I have been kicked out. We're sitting over here.
Yeah, I'm over here playing with my knobs in the corner.
I'm sure by next week you'll be back in charge.
Well, I've actually got... I'm just about to get you to remove from my seat because you know why he was getting all upset what we're doing behind his back? Well, I found a very... something that has emotionally affected me. And Andy, I'm going to hand it over. It's a secret.
Yeah.
I'd like you to hold that
and hold
it up. No, take it off the page.
This is our secret.
Look at it.
This is our secret weapon.
Take it off the page. That's my first grey hair from downstairs. He moved away from my seat very quickly.
I'll treasure it. Thank you so much, Tom.
Seat back. We're back in charge. John only 4.9. Tom and Warren for breakfast at 21 minutes to 9. We're back in charge. We've got our
of course
seats
we
back.
Did.
We're back in the leadership position.
There was no. There was. Well, they got 3.5 minutes. It's probably the longest enjoyment Andy's ever had. Well,
that's about the length of the prime ministership anyway, isn't it? Relatively.
Oh, correct. Yeah, 2.5 minutes. They're out,
and we're back. We're like the Tony Abbotts. We lobbied to get back, and you know.
How dare you insult me like that, you 2 foot hobbit.
Actually, I do notice when I was reading the news, I had to change the height of the chair. It was a bit low.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, we only have one high chair here in Joy. Yeah. We share it around. There's plenty. Yeah.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes, or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.